like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All right, couple things here right out of the chute. Kevin Hagan with us top of hour two. He's back. That's right. Kevin Hagan is back. Got lots of response from you folks yesterday about that. I know you're happy. He'll talk Roll Tide top of, again, that second hour. And Brett, BrettPowerSports.com, handicapping hour number three. He will be with us today on the show. I'll give you some specifics here in a second. I'm going to take a couple of calls. But the Pac-12, according to reports, have unanimously decided we're back. We'll get into specifics. Mountain West, apparently the same. Good news there, too. And how about this? Did you see this news on Thursday? The NCAA Oversight Committee has proposed that there are no bowl requirements when it comes to winning, meaning you could not win a game and be in a bowl game. That's just for this year. Will be voted on apparently in mid-October by the D1 Council, but the Oversight Committee has proposed lose them all, play in a bowl. That's going to happen. You could have a team, technically now, not win a game and be in a bowl game during this particular college football season.
You mean Vandy?
Vanderbilt, yep. Crazy Charlie just brought it up. Vanderbilt could be 0-4, which I think they probably will be, and be in a bowl game. That's true. Let's get a couple of calls here. Black, welcome in.
Hey, Rondale Moore back. Killer out of Purdue. Congratulations to him. Hey, Bill, got a couple of thoughts real quick. What do you think? So I got a chance to watch Oklahoma State play this weekend. I was not impressed at all, man. And that was one of the first time I got to see the running back Hubbard, you know, just get to see him, you know, for a good period of time. I wasn't impressed with him either, man. Like, he wasn't I didn't see he didn't look like what his numbers said he would be.
Chuba Hubbard, yeah, he's a good running back. It was not a good day offensively for Oklahoma State. I had that Tulsa game on, too. And there for a while, you wondered if the Big 12 was going to drop another one to a non-conference opponent. They eked it out, as you saw, but wasn't real impressive. They ended up with a freshman quarterback in that game. Yeah, I mean, I don't see anybody threatening Oklahoma or Texas right now in that league.
I'm taking West Virginia this weekend, man. West Virginia travels to Oklahoma State, and I heard people talking about Oklahoma State winning that conference. That's not happening.
No.
So I'm taking West Virginia this weekend, man. I don't know what this – find out what the spread is for me when you get a moment, but I'm taking them straight up, all right? Another thing I wanted to – oh, man, it happened again, man. I forgot what I was about to ask. Give me 2 seconds. I don't know what the – all right, man. Be good, bro.
See ya.
Bye.
That happens, man. Those things happen. Yeah, I'll pull up. I didn't commit that game, the spread, to memory there. I'll have to pull that one up. Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey. What's up, Jim?
Bill, it's like the participation certificate. Everybody gets a ball. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, does Larry Scott make it through the winter? If the Pac-10 does not fire that man, they're out of their mind. And did you hear that before everyone went out with COVID, that all of the higher-ups in the Big Ten got bonuses, and then they pulled the funding where Willingham wasn't getting paid, nor were any of the secretaries, anybody. And Larry Scott should give that money back.
Yeah, you mean the Pac-12. Yeah, the story came out a couple of days ago. We discussed it. They got the upper echelon, the suits up top in the Pac-12, got their raises, Larry Scott, knowing furloughs were happening in the near future. But they pocketed their money and then started letting people go.
Well, if he doesn't offer to give money back, I would fire him immediately. I mean, that's go back to running tennis tournaments. I swear, it's terrible that occurred.
You know what they call him? Limo Larry.
It's a joke. What a terrible job he's done in managing a league that has such history. It's very sad. So, Bill, what do you think? Army-Cincinnati this week. I think that's going to be a great game.
I've got that game in my one slot, actually, in my OOP. I agree with you. Should be an outstanding game, and I'm not sure the way I feel about it. I'm going to ask Brad. Brad's got crunching the numbers, hour number three, and we'll get him to peel back the onion a little bit on that one.
Hey, Bill, do you think the Mac's coming back?
Sounds like it. We got good news. I think the momentum is there.
You know what? I'm excited. I hope so. Jimmy has a couple friends that he played with at Bosco that played for Buffalo. So I was sad that they weren't going to get a chance to play. So, I mean, will the Mac, you think, just play themselves? Or do you think, you know, the Power Five will...
Well,
give them opportunity to play a couple of games.
No, I don't. I mean, I guess anything is possible, but all these schedules are pretty much locked in right now, and they're mostly conference only. I don't know where they're going to – well, they could get games. I don't know that it would be from the Power Five, though.
Now, does Air Force play more than two games now this year, do you think?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. It's starting to develop as we sit here, because I'm about to go over this Pac-12 news that happened on Thursday, and also the Mountain West and a couple of other items.
Gotcha. Hey, well, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, Jim, be good. Be safe up there. Yeah, from the Cleveland, Ohio area to the New Jersey shore, right out of the chute on the show. Here is the story, folks, and again, excited. SEC gets started. That's the energy level right there. That is the catalyst. I'll say it again. The SEC is the catalyst for college football. It starts on Saturday. That's tomorrow. We're getting there, y'all. This is from the San Jose Mercury News, John Wildner, who is the best West Coast college football info dude. Pac-12 ended a six-month shutdown Thursday as the presidents and chancellors approved a restart of competition, including an abbreviated football season that will begin the weekend of November 6th and 7th. Fans will not be permitted. Don't you try and go in there. Don't do it. The schedule will be released next week, but the framework is set. Each team will play seven games, five within its division, again talking Pac-12, one interdivision matchup during the regular season, and a second interdivision date on the weekend of the conference championship as a means of providing an additional game. Kind of like the Big Ten. Yeah, shockingly, the championship is scheduled for December 18th and will be played on the campus of the division winner with the best record. The move to Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas for the title game has been delayed until next year. Despite, now get this, get these sentences here. Wow. I haven't even read like this whole bit, and I know what it's about to say. Despite the shortened season, try not to laugh here, okay? The Pac-12 champion will be eligible for the college football playoff, but is unlikely, okay, so they do have the obvious part here, is unlikely to be selected compared to teams from the ACC, SEC, Big 12, Big 10 that have played more games. Pac-12's best hope is to reach the semis is disruption of the other five power conferences, i.e. canceled games. That would even out the Pac-12 power rankings with the other conferences. So what they need is, in the SEC and other places, disruption, cancellations, just out and out catastrophe. If they can get some of that, maybe they sync up game-wise and sneak a team into the playoffs. Oh, that's so rich. That is so rich. But I'm happy that they're playing. I may be giggling a little bit like a child here, but I'm happy. Yeah, happy that they're playing. I'm good with that. That part is going to be okay. Round man, that Oklahoma State game that Black was wondering about, -6.5. The mullet favored by 6.5, according to, and round man would know. Round man is a numbers dude. He has his hands on the pulse. He knows what's going on. Appreciate that, round man. Round man just saved me some labor. You imagine what it takes for me to have to look that up? I mean, my gosh. The things I'm asked to do on this show. L Dog, who's been down in Mexico on business. From Georgia, though. Welcome back to Kevin Hagan, he says. Looking forward to listening to some Bama talk from him. I am too. Kevin Hagan makes his triumphant return today to the show. He's been off since mid-January, he told me. I couldn't remember the month, but it's been most of this, well, pretty much all of this year. He's been off. Brad will be with us hour number three. BradPowerSports.com. Handicapping all of your questions coming up. M. Roos checking in says, good morning from the Skybridge. Now, is he up? Are you up in Gatlinburg in East Tennessee, in Dollywood? Is that what you're telling me, M. Roos, this morning? He also says, and to not forget the reprobates rambling across the bluegrass this weekend on a motorcycle, of course. Yeah, M. Roos came into town last year. We were doing the show at the Southern on his Bobby Petrino chopper, except Blondie, the volleyball Blondie, was not on the back there. M. Roos was doing the right thing. He was not doing the wrong thing. He was just chilling. Came into town, hung out, had some breakfast with us, and we had a good time. Always good when we get to meet folks. Johnny Vegas. Bill, so you're saying regarding the Pac-12, there is a chance. Yes. You need that virus to come over and wreak some havoc back this way a little bit. Already, that virus already got hold of Notre Dame. You see that news? Yeah, they're not playing this weekend. That weight game, which, thanks to Shannon correcting me yesterday, they play that one now December 12th. Yeah, I'm sure you're waiting. You're all waiting for Notre Dame-Wake Forest in December. Got to get that one done. Yeah, got to make sure and get that one in. Good news out of the Pac-12, good news out of the Mountain West. It is shaping up nicely. Now, again, we're having cancellations. Those are happening. Every week we're getting some. And we talked about this originally. This is not going to be without some obstacles. We're watching them. Some of the high schools we're around here that are scheduled to play, they're having to either postpone or cancel games. We get a sprinkling of those every week, too. It's just the environment we're in. Always have acknowledged that is possible, and it's going on right now. But the news still is advancing our side, and our side is let's play. Let's reopen. Let's go. Let's do this. That side is advancing forward. Yes, there are roadblocks occasionally that are necessary, that are acknowledged, but doesn't mean you can't play. Doesn't mean you can't circumnavigate, which is going on right now. Good news. First break here, Friday edition. Boy, on the eve of the SEC conference. Love it. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. The police are wrapping up an earlier accident out here in Bordeaux on Briley Parkway, just up from Clarksville Pike. Checking a wreck at Murfreesboro Pike, at Laverne Couchville Pike, that just happened in South Nashville. Traffic still holding up coming out of Wilson County, rather, there on I-40 through Mount Juliet. Celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. It starts today, runs through November 1st. Check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Saunier, executive producer of WNSR, and I'm here reminding you that Bongo Job at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the best place to start your day in the Music City. Their new limited summer hours and menu is simply the best in town. From burritos to smoothies, plus the new biscuit sandwiches and croissant, Bongo Java has you covered. Located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown, they're open from 7 to 11 a.m., and make sure you tell them Crazy Charlie sent you.
Hey NFL fans, Dak Prescott here. Want to spend Sunday afternoons with your favorite teams and players? Switch to DirecTV and get NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra cost. I'm talking every live out-of-market game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. So switch to DirecTV to get the 2020 NFL Sunday Ticket season included at no extra cost. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
Out-of-market games only. Requires choice package or above. Minimum $74.99 a month before discounts. Prices higher in second year. Regional sports fee up to $9.99 a month applies. 24-month agreement, activation, other fees, terms, and restrictions apply.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with, so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world.
Hola, encantada. ¿Cómo te llamas?
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just text PRACTICE to 484848 and start learning a new language today. That's PRACTICE to 484848. PRACTICE to 484848.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Let me slip a couple of these lines in. Now, I'm looking at VegasInsider.com, just a random website here. Bama minus 28 at Mizzou. Tennessee on the road at South Carolina, favored by 3.5 is what I'm seeing right here. Florida at Baby Kiff, minus 13.5. Georgia, Arkansas, dogs, minus 27.5. See some 28s in there, too. LSU, Mississippi State, in Baton Rouge, Tigers by 16.5. Vanderbilt, A&M. Kind of holding steady around 30.5. I thought that'd get bet up around 33, 34, 35. It might today. I'll ask Brad. Kentucky, Auburn. Jordan-Hare Stadium favored by 7.5. Is there anything else I'm leaving out here? If I am, somebody correct me. I'm sure I left somebody. I'm sure I did. Every time somebody gets left out, I get reminded about it. Couple of others. Texas Tech. Horns favored by 19 and Oklahoma by 28 over Kansas State. West by got Oklahoma State, like Round Man said, 6.5. Oklahoma State. Armageddon. What's up?
Happy Friday, Bill.
Happy Friday.
Now let's go back to yesterday, Bill.
Okay.
I called about maybe sometime right before the 7 o'clock break, and you said you weren't going to be able to get to me, which I understood. You know, we don't want to be kicked off by the music. That's happened before. And you were kind of promoting me there, you know, my business and things like that, and I just wanted to tell you I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. We'll keep you busy once we get to commitments.
Bill, well, here we are on the doorstep. We're one day away from SEC football kickoff.
I'm ready. You got to wait all day for that Vanderbilt whooping Saturday night.
Yes, I do.
So you're going to watch. You're going to torture yourself.
For at least for a little while, Bill. We'll see how bad it gets. But, you know, I got to change my – Bill, I got to change my – what happens, you know, the way I watch the game and things like that, because evidently word has it Joe Fisher and the radio crew are not going to the game. See, normally I turn the TV down and listen to my boy Joe Fisher, but I'm not even sure. Maybe they'll be trying to broadcast the game on radio from Vanderbilt or something like that, but
well,
no idea.
They're broadcasting. They're just not traveling to the game. There are various broadcast entities doing that same thing. And I don't know. I'm like you. I don't know where they'll be. If they'll be in the facilities at Vanderbilt, I would guess. But they will have a broadcast. They just won't be there.
I just think that's kind of crazy, Bill. I mean, you know, we're going to have seventh SEC football games played tomorrow, but only six live radio broadcast from on-site, correct?
Now, I don't know that. I don't know who all's traveling and who's not traveling, school by school. I haven't checked. I don't really care. But, I mean, think about it. As long as you're getting your broadcast, I mean, it's not going to really be any different. You're not going to see it. I mean, you're not going to see them. You don't see them on radio anyways. So you'll still be able to hear them. And they added Kevin Ingram, which is good.
That's true. Good point. Bill, two games tomorrow that I'm really interested in that I think could be pretty interesting. And one of them is Skull Can against Beer Gut.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a pretty competitive game. If you look at the line, you know, that's obviously the lowest point spread because there's some big ones. And the Gus Bus against Mr. Stoops. I'm pretty interested in that game, too.
I am. I can't wait to see. I know this sounds kind of fluffy, but I can't wait to really get my first look at all these teams in the league. Just as an initial. I mean, it's been so long. It's been the longest wait we've ever had in history, frankly. between games, right? So I'm whatever they feed me, Armageddon, I'm good with it, man.
Bill, do you think, you know, coaching is a hard profession, Bill. You know, you're paid to win ball games. We see guys get the pink slip every year. Do you think, though, that because of everything we've been through with the Corona Bros, that most of these schools, you know, are going to give coaches a pass this year? Maybe we won't see anybody, you know, get canned this year.
I think that's probably the conservative estimate. Heck, your guy Skolcan just got a raise. He got I think it was 400,000. Somebody looked that up. I didn't read it, but it was 400,000 a year, I believe, if not more.
I mean, but let's say, and I'm not saying this is going to happen. I think the point spread is what, somewhere around 10, something like that, but if Kentucky was to go in there and pop the Gus bus, that wouldn't be good for the Gus bus, would it?
No, it would not. I still don't know that they would do anything. Well, they're not going to do anything after the game or any. But as the season progresses, let's say that is a predictor of the season and they go 5-5. Just a what if. I don't know if this is the environment to go begging for 10, 20 million bucks to run a guy out and his staff and bring the new guys in.
I mean, because when you fire a coach, Bill, you know, and there's huge buyouts and things like that, but you got to pay off, you know, his staff too, correct?
The staff, and then you've got to fund all the new people, the new head coach and that staff. It's a big undertaking.
Bobby Lauder is still running the show down there, isn't he, Bill?
No, Bobby Lauder's been out for years. Yeah, Bobby Lauder's not a thing anymore. He was. He was for a long time, but no, Bobby Lauder's not a thing.
About time for that bottom of the hour break, Bill.
See you. Appreciate the call there. No, Auburn, I mean, Auburn's got money, but I just – you want to be the AD who goes to the suits and says – just a little heads up, I'm going to need like $20 million that you didn't expect. Because I'm firing dude and all his assistants, and I'm bringing in a new dude. And that's going to cost, about $20-25 million. In a year where we're going to lose and be way under budget compared to other years. Even though we're playing. Yeah, I'm not sure this is the year you knock on that door, right? I'm not saying somebody won't get fired, but this is not – well, let me rephrase it. This is the worst environment to be begging for money. When you go in and you tell your chancellor or whoever, you go to Kirkland Hall. Kirkland Hall wouldn't give you money for number two pencils, much less to run out a bunch of coaches. By the way, Vanderbilt put out a note yesterday, a letter or something, and it is just comical. It is just the only reason I mention this, because I know that 100% of you don't care about Vanderbilt, but it's just how not to treat your fans. Vanderbilt just – they lie to their fans – almost every day and expect their fans to never catch on. I don't know why else you would lie like that. They literally just, like it's a fairy tale or something, lie to their fan base. And they continue to do it with the same BS and it's, I don't know what again, fairy tale planet they live on over there. I don't. The only reason I bring it up to you is A, it's a good lesson, and B, it's just pure comedy coming from that area. Pure comedy. We'll get the break. Coming right back. Presented by, Kevin Hagan coming up, top of the hour. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. The police are wrapping up an earlier accident here in Bordeaux on Briley Parkway, just up from Clarksville Pike. Checking a wreck at Murfreesboro Pike at Laverne Couchville Pike that just happened in South Nashville. Traffic still holding up coming out of Wilson County, there on I-40 through Mount Juliet. Celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. It starts today, runs through November 1st. Check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
COVID-19 is testing all of us, our communities, our economy, and our way of life. You can help Tennessee win this fight to protect you and your loved ones. Free COVID-19 testing is available at your local county health department, even if you don't have symptoms. When in doubt, get a test. To find a testing facility, please visit tn.gov/get a test.
Brought to you by the State of Tennessee, Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
It is an uncertain time for us all, but kids in foster care have always known an uncertain future. Now, more than ever, we see what it means to truly connect with others in a way we didn't fully appreciate through the simple little things we do. It's those little things that also make a big difference to a kid in foster care, to help them become all they were meant to be. During a time when taking care of each other is by far most important, Youth Villages Foster Care asks that you consider opening your home to these young people who are without one. To keep us all safe and healthy during this time, Youth Villages is offering virtual presentations with information to address your thoughts and questions about fostering a child. Learn how you can become a foster parent at youthvillages.org/foster. Youth Villages, foster a little hope. Brought to you by Youth Villages in cooperation with this station and the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-Ys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Braves baseball is already gearing up for the postseason. And as the playoffs come racing up, every game is bigger than ever.
Off into the bat, in the air, out toward right center. Here comes Acuna. He lays out. Did he reel it in? You bet he reeled it in. What a play by Ronald Acuna.
Tonight, it's the final series of the 2020 season as the Braves take on the American League East Boston Red Sox live from Truist Park.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 5:55 on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball, Nashville Sports Radio.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
So, the other day, former Vanderbilt star basketball player, played in the NBA many, many years, Will Perdue, blasted his alma mater, Vanderbilt. And it was over this. A tweet from Vanderbilt University, y'all. Vanderbilt has launched Destination Vanderbilt, a $100 million excellence initiative to recruit new faculty, y'all. Over the next 2 to 4 years, the university will leverage the investment to recruit 60 faculty who are leaders and rising stars in their fields. Will Perdue sees this, rightfully so, and tweets, and I'm just paraphrasing, "Hey, sports matters too. Quit treating us like," and I'll use the word shite. The word shite is okay. Yeah, the lawyer says it's okay to use that word. Quit treating us like shite. And Vanderbilt fans reacted to that in agreement with him. Because, like I told you, Vanderbilt has no problem lying to what they have left as fans, which is a very puny number. Seeing this, the Vanderbilt AD Candace story fires off a letter to the fans. Candace Lee. Yeah, Candace Lee. And it's long. I will not bore you with this, but it's the typical Vanderbilt propaganda. And she's talking about how excited and committed I am to Vanderbilt and the sports. Although COVID-19 has proven to be a formidable opponent, our Vanderbilt family has come together in the spirit of collaboration and shared responsibility to make these moments possible for our student athletes. She's talking about they hosted the Commodore Classic September 19th, which was cross country. Goes on to say, as you know, this season will look different from any other in Commodore history. We announced previously that our home events will proceed without fans in attendance through the end of October. This was one of the hardest decisions we've ever had to make. But it was what we have to do to confront one of the most challenging times we've ever faced as a society. So on and so forth. The entire Vanderbilt community should be commended for its commitment to returning to campus and delivering on our mission amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, again, you can pull this up. It's. I'm not going to. The reason why I bring this up is not because I think there's a bunch of Vandy fans out there. There's not, okay? Even in the city of Nashville, there's not. Couldn't do a show if that's the top. You better not touch it much. But it's a fantastic lesson on how to not proceed, how to not treat people, and how to continue lying to your people. That is Vanderbilt in a nutshell. By the way, Alan in Tampa says the Florida State radio crew is not traveling to Miami Gardens for the game. The Florida State-Miami game in Miami Gardens, they will not be on the road. Lots of crews are doing this. Again, I have not looked it up. I don't know what percentage are traveling and what percentage aren't. But this is kind of typical. Again, we do not use the word normal on this show. That is verboten. Yeah, that is a tricky term used, and we won't use it. So, typical or some other word. Typical this year will be you don't travel. Couple of reasons for that. One would be budget. You're saving money, and frankly, you can get a similar broadcast in without being there. Now, again, you would prefer to be there. I'm not suggesting otherwise. But in this case, budget, and all these budgets are strapped. They are. So budget-wise, travel, that takes some money off the books. And number two, when you get to the visiting stadium and everything else, there's so many rules that it's just not worth it. It's just a big hassle. What's the point? Griff, now let's get away from the radio crews, beat writers. Griff told us recently, Mike Griffith, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation, that he's not traveling. It's pointless. After the game, you don't get with the players and the coaches in person. It's on Zoom. Why do you need to be in the stadium post-game on Zoom when you get the exact same thing without having to travel and the big hassles involved with that right now? So I get that part. Yeah, I understand that part. Shannon in South Bend. I did not realize this. News here. Bill. It's the anniversary of the classic Mike Valenti Notre Dame Sparty 06 rant. Hopefully Crazy Charlie has some clips. Oh, I'm sure he can find some. That rant is one of the classics ever. Michigan State with a lead. And Notre Dame keeps pecking away at it. Ends up winning the game. This guy up in Detroit, Mike Valenti, who's got a show. Still does. This is back in 06. Goes on just a nuclear meltdown on his show the following Monday back then. And he's a big Sparty guy. I think he's from New Jersey, New York, somewhere there where Crazy Charlie's from. But went to school at Michigan State and has stayed in Michigan. Lives, I guess, in Detroit. And if you've been with us through the years, you've heard many of those clips. They are wonderful. Shannon, thanks for the heads up. I wasn't even thinking about that. No cap, Bill. Chuba Purdy, young quarterback, Florida State, has been medically cleared. Do you play him against the U? If he can help us win, if I'm Florida State, if he can help us win, hell yeah, I play him. Heck yeah. Now, again, I don't know what the plans are necessarily there. But that first game, which would have been the Georgia Tech game, offensively, as the game progressed, they regressed. Thought it was supposed to, like, work opposite. Well, a few reps early were rusty. Once we get flowing, it'll be okay. Heck, it took Navy, what, 6 quarters to get flowing. Blasted in the opener by BYU. Now this is the triple option. And down to Tulane in New Orleans, 24-0. That baby kicked in second half. They won 27-24. 27 unanswered, baby. Coach Ken, y'all. Love me some Coach Ken. For those who can't say Niumatalola, just say Coach Ken. It's easier. Saves you time. You don't get all tongue-tied. It's just easier. Top of the hour, the return. I'll use the word again. The triumphant return of Kevin Hagan. He'll be joining us now on Fridays in that same slot. 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern begins today. Kevin, I told you, when we make a discovery to add somebody to the show, which we don't do much because most can't live up to it, we know it within about a minute that they're very good. The most recent discovery was Blake Ruffino. What makes us different, many things makes this show different, but one of the items is we don't have a prerequisite that says you've got to be in the business. I don't give a rip whether you're in the business or not. Matter of fact, the way the business is going with reporting and the Corona Bros, I'd prefer you not be in the business, frankly. But you better be damn good, and that is rare. That's a needle in the proverbial haystack. It's not readily available. We've been fortunate. We found a few. If we find them, we put them on the air. There's not many, as you know. This show is not guest-oriented, per se. But if we can find them, Kevin Hagan, Blake Ruffino, then we take advantage. They're very good. Okay, we'll get the break. One more. Kevin coming up top of the hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume picking up out here where you pretty much would expect for this time of the morning. Coming down I-40 out of Wilson County into Mount Juliet, through Mount Juliet, 1300 block of Bell Road on a crash in Antioch. They're still out there working that 2-car collision at Murfreesboro Pike at Laverne Cottrell Pike. Hey, check out the new Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Prince's Hot Chicken. They're located 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Southeastern Conference football kicks off tomorrow. Tennessee laying 3.5 at South Carolina. The Vols have not won in Columbia since 2014. The total opened at 50. It's down to 43.5 at Williams-Brice Stadium. Vanderbilt plus 30.5 at Texas A&M. The total at Kyle Field, 46. 23rd-ranked Kentucky, a 7.5-point road dog at number 8 Auburn, while the number 2 Alabama Crimson Tide's a 27.5-point road favorite at the Missouri Tigers. Atlanta Braves today, a $1.55 home favorite against the Boston Red Sox. The total, 10.5, shaded to the over. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
One of the real joys of growing up in Nashville has been the visit to the flea market. And like a lot of things that are going on in our world right now, stuff has been turned upside down. The flea market staff misses you. They want you to know that. But for your convenience, during this downtime, they have set up a virtual flea market. You can go on the website, virtualnashvilleflea market.com, to get more details. And for more information, visit the website, thefairgrounds.com/flea market. Now, where does all of this get into sports? I'm about to tell you. The folks at the flea market will be the weekly sponsor of the Metro Nashville High School Football Report. It'll air each week, Friday, 2:25 p.m. Join us, and when things get better, go visit the flea market.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: a slight chance of showers, high 77, mostly cloudy tonight, low 63, patchy fog tomorrow, high 83, mostly clear tomorrow night, low 64. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
His body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
The eve of the SEC playing football. I'm kind of good with that. Paragon SC, big Trojan fan, Southern Cal, lives in the NYC. Bill would love to know the backstory on how the Pac-12 decided to play this season. I expect some ugly football before the teams hit their stride, and then the season will end. He calls him Tennis Larry. But I like Limo Larry better. Limo Larry is always late to the party. Well, I don't think there's any mysteriousness here. I think the reopening momentum across the country with college football, along with the Big Ten. Look, when the Big Ten decided they're coming back, when that reversed course, then the Pac-12 had to get serious. They felt like they had to get serious. Let's face it, everybody. If the Big Ten says jump, the Pac-12 says how high. That's just the way this works. Now, one of the things that had the suits a little, I don't know if pessimistic or a little jumpy about all this, was the perception that they're just a Big Ten lapdog, which is what they are. They don't like that. They don't like that at all, but it's true. I mean, you have painted yourself into this picture, Pac-12. It's not anybody else's fault. the perception of your lack thereof leadership and everything else about your pathetic league is self-induced. It's not anybody else's fault. It's not anybody else just making stuff up about you. And this is not just a coronavirus topic. This is through many, many years of the Pac-12 being poorly led, out of sight, out of mind. Just the way it is. And look, the obvious, you have to have health official cooperation too here, which seems to be happening. I'll say this, though. Despite the critique that you're going to get on this show about the Pac-12, I am happy. I'm happy they're coming back. That supersedes any critique in my book. So I'm good. Mountain West, along the same lines, sounds good there, too. I haven't heard anything new from the MAC. I felt like the momentum was with their reopen. I still think it probably is, but I have not heard. On MACtion, I have not heard anything new. But I think the momentum is positive. Kevin Hagan, top of the hour, just a couple of minutes away. And then hour number three will be Brad, bradpowersports.com, out in Las Vegas handicapping. Use the hashtag AskBP, as in Brad Powers. AskBP in hour three. Don't use that yet because I'll get it lost on my timeline and it becomes frustrating. Timeline moves to the point where it could give you a seizure. So Just load them up, or we'll hold them. Hold them back, and then load them hour three. Do me a favor there, and it'll be easier. Yeah, it'll be easier. That way, I don't get the, hey, Bill, I sent you a question, and you didn't do it, Bill. What's up? We avoid all that. No Kev up in Chicago. Bill, the MAC is supposed to vote today. Good news. And I think that will be more positivity coming out of the MAC. Hope so. Looking at the markets this morning, yesterday was real choppy. Looking at the markets, at least right now, and we're about a little over an hour and a half from the open, Dow, S&P, and the NASDAQ in the red. The VIX is green, so all of that would tell you it would be a red day, but that's not necessarily the way this works. You could have a red open, turns green. I don't know. I bet red yesterday and won. Yeah, I had me some SPY options that were a down bet, and that down bet was correct. Yeah, just watch the mannerism of SPY, S-P-Y, and see what you come up with. Study that. It's a very good lesson. Teach a little football, too. Well, not really, but. Oh, let me also mention, tonight, high school football. Wherever you are listening to me, across the planet, go to your local, or even if it's not local, it's your team, whatever. Go to your high school and check out a game. There is nothing more beautiful, pure, and for just the God-given love of the game than high school football. You talk about coaches who work long hours for not a whole lot. That would be high school. There's nothing like a Friday night at a high school game. I don't care who the two teams are. It doesn't matter to me. The pure beauty and, again, innocence of it. It's for the absolute love of the game and no other reason. No other reason. It's and you know what rekindled that for me? All this mess we've gone through. It reinforced that. It made me love it way more than when I just took it for granted, which I took it for granted a long time. Won't happen again. You know, that won't occur again. Hour two coming up. We'll start with Kevin Hagan.